Good day, everybody. This is James McCanny with my Science Hour, August 27th, 2020. A lot of topics to cover tonight, some follow-up from last week. And tonight's main topic, I'll be talking about some science issues. But also, this week I launched, at long last, something that's been in development for literally years, is my K-12 homeschool supplement program. It's now available on my webpage. And this is one of the five areas that I want to concentrate on. There's a sixth area, which is the space launch system and basically a space program, which has been, I've been doing work in the background for literally my whole career. But this is something that's also on my webpage. But the five areas that I wanted to concentrate on are, in fact, just a little caveat. The other day, Robert David Steele sent me an email and he said, James, I want to promote you and your work. Your products, is people need these. They're so essential. It's just a well-rounded package. And so that's, I would call it an honor that somebody takes the time to get a hold of me and recognizes all of the things that I have built. And so to get back to name these, starting out with the grow towers, that's something, and then also putting these in a package so that they can be implemented in, for example, local areas. So it's not just selling a product, it's doing something with it, which is, and as I say on my webpage, I picked up this product line. It took me a while to put it all together, but a lot of research into which product was the best. But then I don't just sell a product. I make it into something that is really a solution. I sell solutions, not products. And so if you see that when I talk about the wing generator itself, I provide solutions. I say, what's a big problem? Say, okay, people need to be off the grid and farms and ranches. Okay, that requires a solution, not a product. Some people write to me and they say, how much does your 10 kilowatt generator cost? And I'm like, that's an irrelevant question for me. What do you want to do? Oh, well, I want to do this and this and this. Oh, well, then a 10 kilowatt generator is not what you need. You need a different size one and a different arrangement. So anyway, I don't sell products, I sell solutions. And so anyway, with the grow towers, which are on my webpage, it's a solution for you in a house to have a solution for growing your own food. And this is very important to have vegetables, because when vegetables are shipped to your local grocery store, they come across state lines, they're sprayed, they say they're GMO, and they're really, they say they're not GMO, they really are. They say they're organic, they're really not. They've been sprayed with something. So it's really a zoo out there. But if you grow your own, and a family of four, when Robert was doing this interview, he said, for a family of four, how many towers would you really need to grow your food? And I said, three. One tower would probably be enough. Two towers would be probably enough. But three towers would give you the variety that you would have, so you'd constantly have growth going on. Lettuce and tomatoes and celery and cucumbers. And all the greens, you cannot grow rooting plants. You can't grow potatoes with this. But then also herbs. There's some little decks that come with it. You can buy those as add-ons. And then you can buy a lighting system. So you can have this down in, the corner of your basement or off in a dark area in your house. But then there's group systems, which are 10 towers, the grow towers. And then there's commercial systems. And this is where it gets interesting, because you could convert a warehouse or other building into a grow facility. Okay, so once again, I don't sell products, I sell solutions. Okay, so the one thing that I was one of my product lines that I really feel strongly about, and by the way, I sell, I used to sell various types of packaged food and things like that, and I don't do that anymore because a lot of people are selling those. And so you can get that. It's not like you can't get those in other places. But what's really important is the idea of growing your own green vegetables in the wintertime and all year long. Okay, so that's one of the items. The second one is the water filters. Now, if you've followed me for my show, I've been on this same time slot for 20 years, WWCR, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, and I've had this same time slot for 20 years. But anyway, I started out selling water filters. That was kind of a package deal. And then I migrated to selling Dalton's and other brands of water filters, which I won't mention right now. But then I moved away from those and did an upgrade basically to my own product line, my own name brand product line. And they are very good products. They're manufactured in the United States, except for the containers. And I'll tell you, I have a PDF on my website on how to make containers for a water filter out of food grade containers that you buy locally. Okay, so anyway, then I have the whole house water filters. We have MR5 filters in stock. So the people are buying those and putting them in their house. That's a very important addition. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on each one of these. But it's something that's very important because when you get into a shower and you're showering, you have that chemical soup that's coming in the water. If you're in places like Texas, you have arsenic in your water, and you got to get that out of there because it comes into your skin. You're breathing it in, that vapor in your shower. So whole house water filters are very important. And there's nothing like this on the market. Because it takes out all of the chemicals, leaves the minerals pass through. Okay, so anyway, besides the food, the water filters, the third thing, and this is something that I work on a lot, this is consuming a lot of my time, is the JMCC wing generator. And that is a way for people on farms and ranches, on island communities. This a wide range of generators that you cannot find this energy range anyplace else. In fact, you would be hard pressed. Well, there's no way you could do this with solar panels. There's no way you could do what the wing generator does with solar panels. You just can't do it. And so it's a very important product, but not only a product, but a solution. It's a solution. So that's a food solution, water solution, energy solution. Number four is the shipping containers. And these are brand new. Robert was interviewing me the other day, you can go to his webpage and see the interview. But he asked me the question. He said, did the price of the new containers, the new unused containers that I market, did that price come down because there's this glut of used containers on the market because of the COVID-19 things, shipping had slowed down, etc. And I don't have anything to do with the used container market. I have purchased used containers myself, and they're a pain in the butt, let me tell you. The doors don't shut right, and there's always something that's nicks, and you can't find two of them that are the same. So anyway, I don't deal at all with that. And so the answer is no, the price did not come down for people buying the new unused containers. It still costs the same amount of steel and manufacturing everything to build them. These are made to specification. And especially the buildings where you cut doors and windows, etc., and they're reinforced in the factory, they are made to specification. And so no, the price did not come down. And so these are high quality, unused. Here's the deal with used shipping containers. They spray those things with unbelievable chemicals. In the floor, if you've ever been in a shipping container, the floor is made out of wood. And then the little corners, and there's lots of little crooks and crannies where the metal comes together. And so that chemical gets in there, and it leaches out for years to come. And so you can't really, it's not healthy for people to occupy a container. People start cutting doors and windows in a container, and it's ruins the structural strength of the container without being properly reinforced, etc. So I don't deal with the used container business at all. If you want a cheap container, you can go buy one. That's your business, but I don't deal with them at all. And the ones I sell are painted at the factory. They come to you. They're brand new. Okay, so anyway, that's the fourth business. But the last one is the one that I have been working on for years, and it just released this past week. So I didn't even talk about this last week because it was just coming out. But now is a perfect time for my education. It's called a education supplemental program, and that's what it is. It's not a complete program for education. It's not going to take the place of textbooks, etc., but it's fundamental to understanding. Now, understanding kids and giving them an identity. And here's the issue. Here is the whole issue. Education has become an atheist, propaganda, communist, to teaching the kids basically that they're just a little bit smarter monkey than the ones still out there in the jungle. And then they push evolution in the cosmos and the physical world with the Big Bang and all of that garbage. And then they also push evolution in terms of, the people as a species. And they just tell you right out that, hey, you're just a more advanced monkey. You know, your ancestors were monkeys, so you're just a little bit smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. So they totally eliminate the idea that you have a spirit that's associated with your body. It's an amazing thing once you understand this, that you're not just like a dog or a cat reacting to your environment. You are creating your environment. You're able to create music. When they say the term soul music, that's an interesting term because it comes from within. It's like it's part of your being. And when you listen to soul music or any music, it's the creative part of your being. And this is your spirit working with your physical body. Now, how many great compositions have dogs and cats made, or even monkeys? Really not many. In fact, none at all. The difference between people, and this has to be hammered home, this has to be taught to the kids when they're very young. This has to be part of their understanding of themselves, that they are individuals. They're not like Johnny and Susie down the street. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. When the schools try to teach you about diversity and inclusiveness and all of these right-wing liberal terms, what they're really teaching the kids is that you all got to be the same. And you should be ashamed of yourself for being white or black or whatever. They create racism in the entire structure of what they teach when there isn't any. Kids, and I've watched little kids' friends' house go over there and watch them play. They don't know the difference between black and white or anything else. They're just kids playing with each other and sharing their toys and stuff like that. So all of these things are taught, and where do they teach them? From the time this kid walks into kindergarten, they're already priming the education pump to teach them that they have to be like everybody else. That's the farthest thing from the truth. Every kid is different. Every kid has his talents. Every kid has his weaknesses. And we have to identify those and give kids direction. And so anyway, my course does this. And so what I do is I teach science, but I teach the science that I've learned. And let me go back to when I was younger. When I grew up in a strict Catholic setting from the K-12, let's just put it that way, grade school, high school, etc. Then I went to a private Catholic college for 4 years, very strict. And the coursework was very extensive. I had a double major, physics, mathematics. It was nothing easy. I would have junior, senior years, I would have five courses at a time of advanced physics and mathematics. This was not an easy deal to do. And this was very rigorous, you know, a lot of work. And I did a lot of extra work. And I was always way ahead in my textbooks. When I came into class, I had been studying the class lesson of the day probably a month or two earlier. And so the teachers, they knew that they better come in prepared because I was prepared. Okay, so anyway, that's one part of it. But then along about the high school, around college, somewhere in there, I started going, you know, there's something strange going on in this world here. And I know there's a different answer, but I'm going to start searching for this. So I physically and mentally took apart what I had been taught, and I started rebuilding it. And that's when I started realizing, okay, that's what we're being taught here could not possibly be true. A lot of the things in school. Okay, so then I went to college, and I went beyond, and I started to travel and see the world and see it go to other countries, become more educated. And so anyway, the end result was that I started an education process myself, which took me up to the point I'm at today. So we're talking, you know, and then plus rubbing elbows with some of the top people in the world. I worked with Russian scientists. I worked at Cornell University. And I realized that, you know, these people are not that smart. They're just egocentrical. They're jerks. And they're not that smart. They're just textbook smart, and they think they're smart because they got a job at Cornell. You know that. And anyway, there was a lot that I had to learn, a lot I had to learn about life and about people and about myself. And then I spent good amounts of time away by myself, out in the Canadian wilderness, out in the jungles in Central South America, and spent long periods of time by myself. And this conditioned me. This is something that I had to, when you start, you know, either two things, you don't learn anything, or you have to really start examining your surroundings. And very few people have ever done this, and especially people in education. They've never gotten away. You know, they always got the radio going on, or visiting friends, or drinking beer, whatever they're doing. And they don't really come to grips with being with themselves. It's kind of a scary thing when you first start to have to do this. I think I've told this story before on maybe this show. When I was out of high school, and I was I went up and I stayed at a cabin way up in the North Woods, and I was by myself. And it was kind of scary. I didn't know if a bear was going to break in or the wolves and eat me in the middle of the night. You know, I had no experience of being alone by myself. So anyway, it's about evening time, and it was perfectly still in this cabin. The lake was there, perfectly glass, not a breath of wind or anything. It was perfectly quiet. And I could hear this noise, kind of like this little rustling noise. And I thought, what is that? Is that mice running around, or what is this? You know, so I started looking around this place. It was only a big one-room cabin with two little bedrooms in the back. And I started going around, and I'd stop and listen. And I finally got to the back bedroom, and I looked, and there was the bucket of water with suds in it, with soapy bubbles, that I had been using to clean with earlier in the day, and I just stuck it in the bedroom around the corner for the time being. And I could hear those bubbles bursting. That's how quiet it was. And that is the kind of thing you need. You have to get away. You have to become comfortable with yourself. And that's what students don't get today. When you take them to that school, they got them running all the time, back and forth, and this activity and that activity. They don't teach them how to be young people or how to be comfortable with themselves or how to be strong in their beliefs. They don't teach them anything. It's for the convenience of the teacher. So my course is going to teach the parents first, because too many times in 99.9% of the cases, the parents don't know what to do, were never properly educated, don't know who they are. They went to school, they went to college, they went to trade school, they got a job, they met a girl, they met a guy, they got married, they had kids, bang, and there they are, sending their kids to school. They don't really know who they are. That's what my course is designed to do, is to take people aside and say, look, people, you have to become educated because now you have kids, and don't trust that school because that school is a piece of crap. It's going to teach your kids how to be conformists. It's going to teach them how to, you know, it's going to try and structure them. It's going to make them sit in a desk for 15 to 16 years, staring at some teacher at the front of the room who doesn't know anything either, reading from a stupid textbook that's written by idiots. This is education. No, you have to get your kids into an education program that teaches them how to recognize themselves, to search their talents, to be confident in themselves. And that's what my course does. It also teaches science, and it takes, for example, the Cosmos series, one of the most read series and most watched series about science that's ever been produced in the history of the world. It takes it piece by piece, breaks it down, shows you all of the destructive education in this, and then builds it back up and teaches you correct science. So this is the kind of thing you're going to get with my course. So anyway, back to, once again, this is not a product, it's a solution. And it's very inexpensive, and it's sold for license for home use, and it can be for homeschooling. There's a license level for homeschools of up to 10 families, etc. Anyway, all of that is on my webpage. So my point here is I'm spending a little bit of time here because I'm very happy that this has finally been released. And what I did is I started recording these sessions in 2016. I recorded one session per week starting in 2016 to build up to the level where I could put this together in a package and then market it to the public. At any rate, that's available on my webpage now. So once again, food, water, energy, containers, shipping containers for emergency buildings, etc. And then not only emergency, but for just sound structural buildings. And then the education course. So I am very happy and proud of the work I've put together here. Just look at the wing generator. Just imagine all the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of engineers who have worked around this problem throughout their lifetime, working for big corporations, and never came upon the real solution. And that's what I do. And that's what I'm able to do because I trained myself to search for solutions. Where everybody else is reading the textbook, they're textbook smart. I call them textbook geniuses, but they don't know anything. They can't figure anything out. When I was in my senior class as a senior in college, it was my last course, high-level course in physics in college at the university level, and it was thermodynamics and a very difficult course. It was one of the more difficult. So really an abstract topics. I mean, thermodynamics is not like things that you can see or touch. It's concepts, etc. And so anyway, I was always straight A's in my physics and math courses. And there was a guy that was also always straight A. In fact, he was the valedictorian of the class. He had straight A's. He was in pre-med, but in he was a physics major. And we were neck and neck all the time. You know, in you were the two top students. But the professor came in and he said, I'm only going to give one A in this class. And it's you're going to have to think. The final test is not going to be anything you've ever seen before. And the difference between me and this other student was that I could examine things that I've never seen before and understand them based on the principles that I've learned. And this other guy, he was good at answering all the questions in the back of the book. He could do them all, and he was very good at that, but he couldn't think outside the box. So we came in for the final exam, and the professor came up and gave us, there was nine of us in the class, gave us our exams, and we all looked at it, and he walked out of the room, and the professor walked out of the room, and he said, this is it, there's going to be one A. And it was a very abstract physics problem that nobody had ever seen before or ever thought of before. And we had 1 hour to do this exam, and I got the A. The other guy, it ruined his valedictorian. He didn't get valedictorian because of that class, and that was the way it was. But that's because I could think. I could examine problems, and I could think on my feet and think outside the box. And that's what I had trained myself to do in all my years of physics, etc. Okay, so anyway, the point is that when most people go to university, etc., and it starts in high school, it starts in grade school, that if you repeat what the teacher says, you get an A. That's not education. Education is making you think and making you confident. And I think I've told this before also, and I'll tell it again. I went into a classroom, and this was a university level science class, physics. And I gave the, I came in one day and I said, we're going to do something out of the textbook today. Write down all the notes that I give today, and I'm going to give a test at the end of the class. And so I gave the lecture, and I wove in a bunch of just information that couldn't possibly be correct. And then I gave the test, and those students wrote down exactly what I told them. And I came back the next day, and I handed back the results, and they got F, 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 F. And then a few people did okay. And one student actually wrote a little note. He says, I don't know about this, something, you know, but it was very timid. And I came in, and they were looked at their papers, and they said, "What? We wrote down exactly what you told us." I said, yeah, that's the problem. You just wrote down what I told you. You didn't think. I said, now we're going to do this again. And I'm going to go through this same process, different information, and we're going to have a test at the end of today. And this time, you got to think, because I'm going to be putting information in here that isn't correct. And you're going to have to pick it out and understand it. Oh, no, you can't do that. You have to teach what's in the textbook. I said, no, this is what we're doing. So I gave the lecture, and they had to think. They had to understand the concepts and then pass a test based on their ability to think. And but, whoa, did I get flack. You can't do that. You can't make us think. That's the attitude you get when you get to college. So my course in this K-12, and it's for also for adults, it's also for university level, it's for any adult that has been damaged by education. So it's really not only K-12, kindergarten to 12th grade, it is for everybody. Because I guarantee you, if you've been educated in the last 50 years in the United States, you are education damaged. And that's just the way it is. Okay, so once again, I'm very proud to have released this course. It's available on my webpage, and these are the things that I can present to the public to help you out. I don't sell flashlights. I don't sell all kinds of other stuff. But what I have is very unique, very unique to me, to my my lifelong study, and it's something that I can give to the public. Okay, enough of that. I'm going to move on here. Very important topics to cover today. Hurricane Laura coming into the Gulf of Mexico. And when have you ever seen a hurricane that they predicted would gain power once it made landfall? That's what the prediction was, that it would come in at a Category 2, then build up to 3, then 4, and then come up straight up over the state of Arkansas. Okay, well, the timing is such that right now is the rice harvest. Arkansas provides 50% of the rice to the United States. The other 50% comes from that region of eastern Texas and southern Louisiana. So this storm is designed. It's a designer storm. It's manipulated. And it's the storm surge is coming in. The storm surge is going to go all the way up to Highway 10. And so, and with hurricane force winds, this is going to destroy this year's rice crop. And so do you think the timing and the location is an accident? No, this is not an accident. This is a planned, manipulated storm brought in intentionally to destroy the United States rice crop 2020. No question about it. And, you know, this is the problem with our leadership. Nobody has a clue what's going on. The people are clueless. Okay, I am going to start on a new topic here. Last week, I talked about Los Angeles. And I said you would have to pave the entire city of Los Angeles with solar panels and then provide massive amounts of batteries if you are going to simply run the air conditioning in the city of Los Angeles. And that would be on a sunny day. If you had clouds like they've had recently, then the solar panels would not provide all of the energy necessary to run the solar panels. And I went through a whole list of discussion about that last week. But what I did not give you, I'm going to give you this week. The final tally, the final toll, this would be just for the city of Los Angeles. The city, not Los Angeles County, the city of Los Angeles. The price tag, $50 trillion is what it would cost to panel, put solar panels in the city of Los Angeles to the extent that it would run just the air conditioning that they needed on these previous hot days. And that would include the batteries, etc. But $50 trillion, that is, of course, an absurd number. But that's just the city of Los Angeles. So these people running around, jumping up and down, going, oh, green this and green that, they don't know what they're talking about. These are basic numbers. These are basically numbers from industry standard values that you can calculate yourself. And $50 trillion is what it would cost. And then it would only last for 10 years. Because if you look at what the solar panels sell for, they say they have a 20 to 25-year lifetime. But what they don't tell you is that, yeah, sure, in 20, 25 years, that solar panel is still going to be putting out a little bit of juice. But in 10 years, in only 10 years, it's only going to be putting out 50% of what it put out the very first day it was installed. And in another 10 years, it'll be down to 25%, etc. And so that's what they don't tell you when you put solar panels. So for the United States to somehow turn green and put up solar panels to run its needs is absolutely absurd. Will not work. An announcement here, very important. A lady, and I've never met this her in person. I've had correspondence over the years. Her name is Yvonne Whiteman. She's from England. And she has been writing some amazing work on the Colburn. And now, if you remember, the Colburn is something I introduced to the Western world here, oh, back in the 90s, literally, and it became popularized with my book, Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection. That was published in 2002. Okay, but anyway, I also have on my paid guests, I have a series of lectures, The Science of the Colburn. And I've talked about the Colburn in a lot of my talks, etc. I released that book, The Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection, at a talk I gave at an international congress in Laughlin, Nevada in 2003. So anyway, I've had my work with the Colburn, etc., interpreting it. And the reason that I got the Colburn in the first place, it was one of three copies that was brought that were brought into the United States by a gentleman that I knew, and he had been searching for those, and he found the Chaldean Trust. This is back in the 90s. And they got me a copy of this because they wanted James McCanney to interpret what it meant. And now these are ancient texts, and it's not a Bible. And by the way, do not buy the one that's on Amazon. That is not the Colburn. That is a scam book. If you want the Colburn, you have to buy it, the original, from the Chaldean Trust. It's available at Goody's Bookstore in Australia. And so, anyway, Yvonne Whiteman started a number of years ago putting out amazing research papers on the Colburn. And recently, she wrote me an email and said, I'm releasing my first book. And so that's available. It's available on Amazon. So I suggest that if you're a Colburn fanatic like I am, that you go get this. It's called, here's the title, Unlocking the Mysterious Colburn. I'll repeat that in a minute. Unlocking the Mysterious Colburn by Yvonne. It's spelled with a Y, Y-V-O-N-N-E, Whiteman, just like it sounds, W-H-I-T-E-M-A-N. Yvonne Whiteman, Unlocking the Mysterious Colburn. Okay, so that's the book. I would highly recommend it. And I've seen the contents, and it's truly amazing. So if you have an interest in ancient texts and ancient books and understanding the Colburn, this is one of the best reviews that I have seen. And she takes very esoteric topics and then goes in and rounds it out and builds it along with other studies, etc. So there again, I'll just say it. Yvonne Whiteman, this is available on Amazon, Unlocking the Mysterious Colburn, K-O-L-B-R-I-N. And highly recommended. Okay, now, as life would have it, as the CIA would have it, I published my book called Planet X Update 2020, The Real History of Planet X. If you recall, I released that book May 26, 2020, just this past May. Wow. And I guess I should have expected it. The internet became flooded all of a sudden with Planet X experts and Nibiru experts, videos and with pictures of Planet X, alleged pictures, let me put it that way, and just unbelievable amounts of just total disinformation being posted out there all over the place. So I wrote an addendum because people started sending me this. Jim, can you comment on this? Can you analyze what's going on here? What do you think? So anyway, to prevent having to go out and look at all of this garbage, I did go look at it a little bit, and it's just pure garbage. But anyway, what I wanted to do is I wanted to educate you, the public, on what to look for. And so I wrote an addendum to my book that came out in May, and the addendum is called, let me just quick pull it up here, pull it up, and nope, that's not it. Where did this go? Addendum, here it is. Okay, the addendum, it says, no more was this book released when the floodgates opened and with literally hundreds of internet stories and YouTube videos emerging all about the pending Nibiru or imminent Planet X disasters, etc. And so what I did is I created a set of criteria that must be held to any such claims. And so anyway, this addendum is only 4 pages long, but it concentrates so that you can yourself determine what makes sense and what doesn't. And I did, by the way, if you did purchase my book, you should have received this addendum in an email as an add-on. And so if you didn't, you can let me know and I'll send you a copy if you purchase the book. But anyway, not only do I set up criteria, but I also give you examples of things that are not real claims. And for example, here's one. I give a bunch of examples of what a false claim would look like. Here's one. Someone presents a photo or series of photos that appear to have a blotch in the sky or a round planet-looking object or a alleged picture of the sun and some little blotches next to it, and they go, that's Planet X. And then magically it reappears once a month. I mean, just whatever story they wrap around this. Photographs are not evidence of anything. Here is the general rule. General rule is that photographs have no meaning at all. And so in most of these, the photoshopping is so bad that, they're just not even worth talking about. So that's one of the examples of false claims. So anyway, if you have been trapped by any of these or you, whatever, and you want to know how to judge if that information is real or not, then I suggest you get my book, Planet X, Update 2020, The Real History of Planet X, which describes the whole Harrington Planet X discovery. It was the nucleus of Hale-Bopp. I go through all of the details, the history of that, and that object is well on its way out of the solar system now, so it's not an issue. And some of the very confusing years there where it took me quite a while to finally put all of this together and then go down and physically verify that there was nothing else down in that region of the sky and then put this study together. I had one release in 2015, and then I had this book release in May of this year. So, and then with that book of May of this year, the Planet X Update 2020, comes this addendum that will include everything I'm telling you, how to determine if somebody posts something or somebody says something or whatever, how to determine if it has any validity and what kind of evidence you need to make valid claims. You know, and of course, none of this stuff fits the glove because they don't know what they're doing. They're a bunch of guys. Anyway, I'm not going to say any more about that. It's just that I have an addendum to that book. It's very important, and it describes how to determine if claims are real or not. Very simple. Okay, moving on to a very interesting new topic here that this just came up because of basically backdoor information that I got. You might call it secret contacts or I don't know. I'm not sure how to classify this, but anyway, typically I would not be talking any more about the coronavirus thing, but this came up and it's very interesting. In third world countries, what happens is a lot of products are available over the counter that you cannot get in the United States. Everything is restricted. Everything's got a label. Everything's got a prescription. Everything's got an FDA approval. Everything's got a you can't do this, or you can't buy that. And primarily, if you find things that actually work, they're prohibited by the pharmaceutical industry. They find them and they go, we can't let the public have this because then we wouldn't sell product X, Y, or Z. And so a lot of these things are natural. And this is one of the cases. So I'm going to talk about this. And the first thing I'm going to tell you is don't go run out and use this for anything. I'm just making an announcement here. And this is being passed along to people who potentially could use this for research in understanding the issues we're dealing with say, the COVID issue, etc. So anyway, with that said, I'm going to read some things here. This is very interesting. So the item, it's called chlorine dioxide. Now, chlorine, of course, is a highly toxic material. So this would be an atom, I'm sorry, a molecule. Chlorine is an atom. And its dioxide is two oxygen atoms. So it's once again, remember the silver dioxide and silver with multiple oxides, the super silver, I used to sell it. It's is used for all kinds of cures, etc. Or you're not supposed to call them cures. It's illegal in the U.S. But anyway, this is an international audience, so we'll use those terms loosely. Because in foreign countries, you don't have all this rigmarole legal crap that surrounds items like this. But this particular chemical is used, it's on the international, the Fauci group, the Center for, not the CDC, but the International Institute for Infectious Diseases. It's on their list of commonly used beneficial chemicals, and they use it to purify water. So you can take a drop or two of this and put it into water to purify water. And then drink the water. This is used worldwide, and it kills viruses and bacteria. It's well known. And so anyway, then they go on to say, oh, but this, you cannot use this. And anyway, the point is that I have it on good authority because the people that I know personally who have used this successfully, and in fact, it's used as a home remedy for cancer. And there's stories abound of people who went to doctors, they had problems for years, and they couldn't cure them. And so finally, somebody said, here, take this. It's actually called the miracle medical solution in third world countries. And then, of course, the CDC and the WHO comes out and they go, oh, you can't take this. It's terribly poisonous. But as a gas, let me just explain a bit more. The ClO2, Cl is the chlorine, and O2 is oxygen. Its natural form is in gas. But if put, like CO2, if put in water, it will dissolve in water and remain in water in a very, very mild solution. You can't put too much of it in or it'll bubble out. And so anyway, people are using this, and you only do a couple drops. That's what these people are doing. And they're curing COVID, they're curing diseases, they're curing all kinds of things. But oddly enough, these infectious disease control world groups, the Bill Gates-sponsored groups, are saying that you cannot use it for all the things they're actually using it for. And so anyway, I just want to announce this once again, and I'm going to be looking some more into this, but some people got a hold of me, and one of the cases is this person's aunt, who's 85 years old, was dying, could not breathe. They believe she had COVID, but she apparently tested positive. But, of course, that doesn't mean anything because the COVID test is bogus. And so, anyway, this older woman was on death row. I mean, she was dying. And they gave her a couple drops of this, and she came out and is fine. And so, anyway, there's multiple stories. So this is something for people to look into. I'm not telling you to run out and take it, because in the good old U.S. of A., it's illegal. And, you know, to say that something's a cure, you're not supposed to say anything is a cure. Only the doctors can cure you. What's funny is the death rate in the United States has gone down during this COVID pandemic and everything, because what they're doing is they're classifying everybody who dies. I don't care if you cut your little finger and die from it, you're going to get classified as COVID-19 dead. But the actual number of people dead this year has gone down, and the number of SIDS cases, the sudden infant death syndrome, has gone down to zero because the parents are not taking their kids to get vaccinated. No, the vaccination, that scam is piece by piece being blown apart. And 69 vaccinations for kids, it's criminal. That's just criminal. It's the only thing you can say about it. Nothing good to be said about it. And so, okay, I'm just going to quickly read from this is the chemicalsafetyfacts.org website. It says chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide is a chemical compound consisting of one chlorine atom and two oxygen atoms. It's a reddish to yellowish green gas at room temperature, dissolves in water. It is used for a variety of antimicrobial uses, including the disinfection of drinking water. Chlorine dioxide gas is usually produced, etc. So there you have it. I'm not going to read anymore. But then they show pictures of apples floating in it, medical equipment being disinfected with this, water solutions, treatment plants for water using it. Okay, but, and it allegedly is curing people around the world of COVID-19, but you won't hear about this. Okay, on to the next topic. Okay, your 5G is being stuffed down your throat. And watch now, if you have a 4G phone or even a 3G phone, but especially a 4G phone, watch that it starts to act up. And what they're doing is they're doing this on purpose. They're going to be sending updates into your phone that make your phone incompatible with itself. It's going to have conflicts. You're going to turn it on, and it's going to go around and do funny things. It's going to start popping stuff up that you don't want there and never thought was there. You're going to go to use the calculator in your phone, and it's going to start popping up ads, and it's not going to work. You're going to press on the buttons, and it's going to jump to someplace else. It's going to be doing all of this goofy stuff. And then, what's going to happen? You're going to go, doggone, my phone isn't working. You're going to go into the phone store and say, I got this 4G phone here. It's just not working. Oh, yeah, you're going to have problems with that phone. Better get yourself a nice, shiny, brand new 5G phone. Yep, they're going to stick it right in your nose. And you're going to have to take that 5G phone because your old 4G phone ain't working anymore. This is planned obsolescence. This is what they're doing. So get ready for that one. Frankly, I don't want a 5G phone. I don't want anything near it. And by the way, 5G coverage is going to be horrific. They're only putting 5G in the major metro areas because you got to be like down the block from the transmitter. 5G is a very short range service. And so if you're out in the middle of nowhere, forget about it. You're not going to have service. This is in addition to all of the other stuff that comes with 5G. The human damage, the damage that your phone is going to be doing to you when you're transmitting and holding that 5G phone, where I'm not talking about just the towers and the tower antennas. I'm talking about the device you're going to have in your hand doing the 5G signaling also. So, get ready for your 4G phone to start failing. Okay, now here's another little gem coming from you, coming to you from NASA. There's a asteroid that supposedly is going to hit the Earth the day before Election Day, November 2nd. If you can imagine this, now I predicted this, that NASA would be involved. Also, I've been, this issue with NASA working with NOAA on the solar flare. I made the announcement last week, and by the way, the big solar flare that was supposed to happen last week on the 20th, which was the day of my show, didn't happen. There was nothing. There was no effect. There was nothing that happened from it. But they got their announcement out there. That was priming the pump. That was priming the public pump so that you would have it in your mind, solar flare, disrupt the electric grid, power outages, auroras, on and on and on. So that was what that was all about. And there was never an issue because what they were trying to say is, there's going to be all these big auroras. Well, August is aurora month, and that's very typical to have auroras that extend down, especially into the northern states in August. Typical. In fact, it's almost universally common. And so now NASA this week is coming out with a asteroid going to hit Earth on November 2nd announcement. I told you this is coming. I hate to be right all the time, but these people never, they don't go to sleep. NASA, your illustrious space agency. This is a good one, too. Another NASA first is that the International Space Station sprung a leak. And so anyway, the astronauts, the U.S. astronauts had to go over to the Russian side. Isn't that interesting? And then in reading and doing a little more research on this, it turns out that a couple years ago, there was a leak in the International Space Station, the same type of deal over on the American side. And when they started investigating, somebody had drilled a hole in the side of the space station. Now, are we talking aliens with a little electric drill out there, one of these portable electric drills with the battery in it? And they never could figure out how that hole got drilled into the side of the space station. I mean, don't you monitor your astronauts when they're walking around outside doing their spacewalk deal? Don't you monitor kind of their activities to make sure they're not drilling a hole in the side of the space station? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is true. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, until they figure out what's making the leak this time, all the U.S. astronauts are over in the Russian side. Okay, well, I've got about 2 minutes to go here. And so just give you a little bit of idea where I'm going here. I don't believe I'm going to have any new products out for quite a bit of time. I'm mainly going to be concentrated on marketing and catching up of people that I have also the water study. I'm behind on getting responses back to people on that, where you send in your zip code and the name of your water company off your water bill. You send it into the email address I have listed on my webpage, and I will send you a study. This is telling you really what's in your water, not what your local county water department is going to tell you. And so that's something I have to get caught up on. I have to get caught up on all of my responses relative to the wing generator. There's so many other topics, but also I'm going to be out there promoting my educational program, because that's something, like I say, it's been years in the making. It's finally being released, and what a perfect time, because students are, a lot of kids went back to school, and then they shut the schools down. So the kids are back at home. But parents really need some serious redirection of education, and that's what I'm providing here. And so if you know people, your grandkids, or you got cousins, or your own kids in school, go check out my program. All of the shows are listed there, all of the lectures, everything. And give your kids some real education, which will give them an identity. That's the biggest thing. All of this available on my webpage, jmccsci.com. That's jmccsci.com. This is James McCanney. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.